Maryland is home to around 400 different species of bees. There are native bumblebees, sweat bees, squash bees, cuckoo bees, minor and mason bees, even leafcutter bees. But the one we almost all learned first is the honeybee. The non-native honeybee has long provided humans with honey and beeswax, and the value of their pollination services is commonly measured in the billions of dollars. That's because the bees from each hive pollinate and collect roughly 60 pounds of pollen per year. That's about the same weight as your average 7-year-old. All honeybees are social and cooperative insects. They work as a group and are generally divided into 3 types. Workers are the only bees that most people ever see. These bees are females that are not sexually developed. Workers forage for food, the pollen and nectar collected from flowers. They also build and protect the hive and clean and circulate air by beating their wings. The queen's job is simple. She lays the eggs that spawn the hive's next generation of bees. There is usually only a single queen in a hive. If the queen dies, workers create a new queen by feeding some of the worker females a special diet of food called royal jelly. This elixir enables a worker to develop into a fertile queen. Queens also regulate the hive's activities by producing chemicals that influence the behavior of other bees. Male bees are called drones. They're the 3rd class of honeybees. Several hundred drones live in each hive during the spring and summer, but they are expelled for the winter months when a hive goes into a lean survival mode. The female bees that remain in the winter hive live on stored honey and pollen. Honeybees stop flying when the temperature drops below 50 degrees. The workers huddle around the queen bee at the center of a winter cluster, shivering to keep the center between 81 and 93 degrees. The worker bees rotate through the cluster from the outside to the inside so that no bee gets too cold. The colder the weather is outside, the more compact the cluster becomes. Honeybees, both in the wild and in colonies, are dying at unprecedented rates due to colony collapse disorder, or CCD. At this time, the underlying cause for CCD is unknown. However, it is believed that a combination of pesticides, stress, disease, and malnutrition is leading to CCD. In addition to CCD, recent research in California has found that honeybees are becoming zombie-like after a parasitic forage fly lays its eggs on them. Both CCD and the parasitic fly are a large concern for people, as nearly a third of all agricultural crops in the U.S. are pollinated by honeybees. The parasitic forage fly also attacks our native bumblebees. In addition to these threats for the honeybees, our native bees are also declining in numbers. Some of the declines are attributed to the loss of native plants to feed on, while others are due to the widespread use of broad-spectrum pesticides. As a consumer, you can make a difference by planting native species in your yard and creating a pollinator garden. Avoid the use of non-organic pesticides and encourage beneficial bugs to use your yard. Provide water in a shallow saucer for bees. Provide nesting habitat. And of course, tell others about the importance of all bees. Anything you can do to help bees would also help our beneficial pollinators and the plants that depend on them. A little assistance for our smallest creatures can help conserve a whole ecosystem. To learn more, check the University of Maryland's Extension's website for beekeeping classes near you. There's one starting this month at Irvine. For more, visit us online at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.